Welcome to the Man Scouts Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Conan, here with the live stream daddy himself, Daddy Doll. What's up with the camera? What are you doing? You flashing?
I'm recording you.
You're recording me? Well, is it legal in your state to record me?
Yeah, and now I'm going to flash you. Boom.
Oh, dude. I think there might be some laws about that.
I sure hope nobody charges me.
Dude, there's this. Here's the thing. I don't think it's no secret that I'm not a big fan of the feds in particular. Okay.
And when you say feds, do you mean FBI?
Just anything federal, right?
Do you mean the FBI?
Dude, I mean, it's not. Is that what you mean? Limited to. It's not limited to that. Look at it. When you're holding it up like it's the sign of the cross, and I'm like a vampire, like.
Get it. Look at it. Get thee hence, heretic.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But there was this video where these supposed, you know, it's a video, so who knows? These supposed, right, you know, FBI guys were coming up to question a guy about a social media post he made. Uh-huh. And he's like, well, you give me your name? And they're like, no, we're not going to be able to do that. And he's like, okay, well, I'm not going to have a conversation with you. And he's just like, he's roasting them. And yeah.
Dude, I've seen some things recently in just like, I got to sneeze. It went away. Just like on TikTok. So like not a reliable source at all.
Right, but right, right.
Of like ATF people going to people's houses being like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, we heard that you have you have machine guns. We're going to have to come in. Or like the double, I don't remember what the trigger's called.
Yeah. But
it shoots a bullet when you pull it and then when you release it.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that fall under like regulatory domain of the ATF in terms of guns, like things that have been retroactively said we can't use it. But it's a federal regulation for one, and so I'm not even sure if it counts. But they do that for sure. They definitely go door to door and document/try to obtain, you know.
Yeah. The way that they did it, too, it was like they didn't say they have a warrant. They were just like, hey, we got to come give this. So, and the guy was just like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, you just don't comply with them. Yeah.
I'm not going to answer any questions.
Yeah.
They're like, well, do you have this? And they're like, I'm not going to answer. I'm not saying I do. I'm not saying I don't. I'm not going to answer anything.
Yeah, that's about all you can really do.
Yeah. And like it's kind of like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think like there might be some danger if you have something that the ATF is looking for and, you know, through the act of a criminal investigation, it's found in your possession, right? I think that might be a concern, but yeah, I don't think they can just come in and search, you know?
Well, the other thing is usually things like that, like if you've bought something and they like make it illegal, usually you're grandfathered in.
Yeah, usually they post-date it. Yeah,
also half that stuff gets banned by the ATF and then overturned by the Supreme Court
all the time,
so it's just like,
yeah,
I really don't get it. In fact, I think actually the ATF got slapped a little bit in the Supreme Court recently, didn't they? Was that you that showed me that?
There's a bunch of instances of that type of thing, but
they got their egos slapped a little. They're all, hey, you actually don't have the right to, you're not a legislator. You can't make laws.
Yes. So essentially there was the overturning of what's called the Chevron Doctrine, or the precedent case that led to the Chevron Doctrine.
And Chevron Doctrine, for those people who don't know, is a gas station.
Yeah. It is a gas station. So. But I think it was, I don't know if it had anything to do with the gas station, to be honest, but the Chevron Doctrine.
It definitely didn't. I'm just screwing around.
The primary thing to know about the Chevron Doctrine was more or less based on the precedent of the particular court case. It gave agencies of a federal and state nature the ability to interpret laws in their method of enforcing it. So if there were some tangential regulations that they themselves created that they say come from this law, they could just enforce it. Like, it didn't need any clearing by legislatures. It didn't need any, you know, okay of the interpretation of that law via the Supreme Court. but that was overturned. And so there's a lot of things you would hope would retroactively be turned over, but that's not always the way it goes in bureaucracy. So
yeah, I don't know, dude. The ETF is kind of weird. It's a little weird.
Dude, they're in libertarian circles, they're known as the dog killing branch of the government. The
dog killing branch? What is that? Why? Do they kill dogs?
There's just a bunch of different instances of ATF operations where they've killed dogs, people's dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. Stuff like
wow.
That.
It's weird because, like, that's not a big deal because there's a department in Utah. They killed a dog and it turned into a huge deal.
I feel like it's worse for local cops than it is for a federal
agent.
You know, it's team like that. Yeah.
It is. And if they are known as the dog killing agency, it's even kind of crazier. Because I'm not even kidding, dude. They killed this dog because this cop jumped into a backyard because he was canvassing the area for a missing child. And so it's like not even like you're trying to find a kid that was like possibly kidnapped.
Mm.
And so they're just in the general area, you know, just trying to like canvass all the areas. And he shot a dog. And it's like, yeah, that's
so he was in the guy's yard. And like this guy, obviously the yard of this person and this dog have nothing to do with the investigation, but because they were going through the yard, the dog came at him and he shot it or what?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. That's rough. Yeah. That's rough. Doesn't look great. Doesn't look good. No,
doesn't look good. But oh, yeah, also
do a PR spin of that for me in your PR. Yeah, voice.
I got this.
Hey, yeah. Hold on. Let me ask the question. I'm the reporter. Officer, people are saying that your department is a dog killing department. How do you reply to this?
Yeah, actually, we're not the ATF. We've only killed one dog on record thus far, and I want to say it was in search of a missing child, and we did find that child.
Well done. We really appreciate your service in finding the child.
And I think what we need to focus on here is. We found a child, you know, and I personally would hire the ATF to kill 1,000 dogs to save one child personally. And I would sponsor that. I would sponsor it. And if they're full grown dogs, I would kill puppies to save that child because we care about your children and we don't give a dang about your dogs.
Like someone in the back, USA, USA, USA.
USA. I don't know. Let me ask you guys, greatest city on earth.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome, dude.
Did I do good?
You did great.
I blacked out for a little bit there. I don't know what happened.
I came to, and just everyone was chanting USA.
USA. Yeah, the greatest country on earth.
Dude, yeah, there's a ton of interesting. So I'm going to show you this video because I don't know. This is going to be like super inside niche stuff.
Oh, bro.
What?
So you remember how you've been asking me to talk to Ben about that incident?
Oh.
In Colorado.
Yes. What does he have to say? On the ground reporting from an anonymous source.
Do you want to spread the rumors that we've been hearing? And then
I think we should spread the rumors.
Yeah. So tell
do
them.
Do your own research. Do your own research.
Tell them. Hey, no. Tell them, Colin.
Tell them about.
Tell them about what
we
were.
The immigrants. What are we talking about?
Yeah. I think we're on the same page. Yeah, tell them. Because I feel like you're doing good with the background of that.
Oh yeah. There's just first of all, there's a ton of reports, and it's he said, she said. For a lot of cities, because at the same time that citizens are saying these things are happening, city managers and mayors are saying, no, it's not. But in numerous cities across the country, Aurora, Colorado being one of them, Chicago being one of them, let's just focus on
Colorado.
Colorado, where apparently they're next to a sanctuary city, Denver, where they've allowed, you know, I don't know how many, but a number of immigrants to come into the country, many of them being Venezuelan, apparently. Some of them have gone to what is Aurora, Colorado, a close city, and there have been reports that they have either taken over or have a large amount of gang activity in Aurora, Colorado. This first, you know, I think we watched the video here even, right? Guys going up the stairs with guns and stuff.
Yep.
And it was so funny because later on it was found out in that video, it was reported, and this was truly the reporting. Don't worry, guys, they didn't take over a building. All they did was carry out a political assassination. That's it. They just killed a guy. Like, come on, guys. They didn't take over a building. They just carried out an assassination.
I didn't know that part. I didn't realize that's what they reported. That's crazy.
This was reported by ABC. Yeah.
Who'd they kill?
Yeah, that wasn't shared. Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Doesn't seem fair to do that, but okay.
Yeah. So, people be crazy, but we have an on the ground source reporting of what's going on in those types of cities. Yes.
Yeah. So apparently, and so correct me if I'm wrong, but even the mayor said that this is happening and the governor denied it.
So the mayor had to be coerced because at first he condemned one of the buildings in question and said, hey, these are slumlords. And then he kind of had a bunch of backlash from like citizens. And he had to go down and do some exploration and did a PR type stunt where they go and they visit the neighborhoods, right? And he's like, we have an increasing gang activity related to, you know, the immigration. And so, yeah. There's like areas that they're just not going to anymore. They're not sending police, right?
From my sources. So I recently had a weekend trip with Ben, right? And so I asked
him.
With our anonymous source named Ben. And not named Ben, sorry.
And with our anonymous source, this is his name.
This is his name, not name. But he has a friend who's like, was ex-police over there. And so he has buddies and contacts in the police department. So I was asking him about it. And he's like, you know, dude, he's like, I just talked to him about this. Yeah. It's happening. There's like these immigrants, and I don't know why they're all focusing here. And I was like, well, it's the sanctuary city. And he goes, oh, I didn't even know that. But he's like, yeah, apparently it's become such a problem that what they'll do too is they'll steal cars. And they'll steal everyone's cars. And a lot of these cars are like surrounding like this apartment complex, but the police won't go in and do anything because they're like, this is like, we're not equipped to have like a war. Like that's what we're signing up for. It's a war.
Yeah.
He's like, we need like the military to come in here, but the governor refuses to acknowledge it.
Yep.
And the governor is the one who has to call the National Guard to come out.
Yeah.
The National Guard refuses to come out won't come out because the governor refuses to acknowledge it. So these poor people, these poor citizens of Aurora, and I used to be a resident of Aurora,
#Aurora
is they're just suffering, which sucks, man. And so I meant to tell you that.
Apparently there's reports of growing unrest and poor sentiment among people in some of the other cities that have had similar things occur, like Chicago and Detroit. And there was on the ground like independent journalists talking to people. And they were saying, and these are like, you know, some street guys. And they're like, it's about to be a gang war up in here. We're not going to let them take our city. Like, stuff like that. And gang wars would be terrible. They would be the worst.
Yeah. So, it is like, it's not good. But I don't know, dude. I'm not saying I condone that by any means, right? But there is a certain point where. And I don't know. Actually, I'd like to hear your opinion on this because...
Sure. I do have an opinion for sure.
What do you think in defending your property? Let's say...
Yeah.
Somebody's stealing your car. Are you authorized to use lethal force? You think they should be?
I definitely think you should be, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So
I agree with that.
My sentiments is different than the... probably like the way our law is structured. My sentiments center around what's called natural law and the non-aggression principle that's highlighted from natural law is like, okay, you don't have the right to mess with anyone unless they interfere with your life, liberty, or property, right?
Okay.
And those are the lines, right?
Right. I'm with you.
there's a lot of things there. Now, when we look at a situation with what we're dealing with and what Europe is dealing with as well, right, which is mass, really unmitigated immigration that's kind of unlike what we've seen for a long time. People try to make the comparison to, like, was America was founded on immigrants. And like, well, technically America was, like, settled by immigrants. And right. That's a really different thing. You're talking about people that had to, like, they came through, they passed through, they pushed to the, as far as they could out into the American Western wilderness, and they kind of carved some civilization out of there. We're talking about, like, places that are populated, right?
Yeah.
And when you have an influx, a massive influx, there's going to be tensions no matter how you do it, because one of the things that binds people together is cultural homogeneity, right? And right. If you have different cultures coming in, there's going to be some tensions, right?
Well, that's yeah. why it was supposed to be a melting pot back in the day, because you're not supposed to you're supposed to mesh with everybody. You're all supposed to complement each other.
Assimilation, right?
Yeah, assimilation, not changing. And even then, though, there was still, I mean, if you think about it, there was the Irish gangs and then the Italian gangs, and they turned into... They turned into organized crime syndicates that ultimately ended up, I believe that the Irish became confidential informants to the FBI, and they took out, or sorry, not the Irish. Yeah. The Irish took out the Italians that way.
And then there was also a lot of, like, what we're talking about, late 1800s, early 1900s, like immigration, right? Like,
right.
You know, Coney Island type of stuff. What also helped is, we were involved in two massive world wars, right? And right. That's one of the biggest culturally assimilating tools out there. The Romans knew this. They did that, right? Now right. You have kind of a slightly more bound culture, kind of because we've just continued to war off and on. It's very interesting.
Well, get ready, dude. Sounds like World War III is coming. So we're about to culturally assimilate, baby.
Dude, Israel be poking bears, right? They'd be sending stuff out to Lebanon, dude. It's crazy.
Dude. Israel is, they're putting an end to the fight before the fight comes to them again.
I feel like a little bit like Israel is that tough guy's girlfriend that gets drunk and picks fights that her boyfriend has to fight. And we're the boyfriend.
We're the boyfriend. USA,
and we're funding all their military operations / ultimately, if it's a big enough fight, we have to actually intervene. So,
I don't know, man. All I know is Hamas, or not Hamas, Hezbollah is... Hezbollah?
Hezbollah.
Mossad. That's what I'm thinking of.
Mossad is the secret agency, yeah.
Yeah. Mossad is pretty crazy.
Dude, they do some crazy things. And apparently, the thing that no one wants to talk about is that Mossad continually... is running intelligence operations on us as well. There's kind of like this, they're our friend, but they're also like the friend that we have to be mindful of. Yeah.
What are they doing against us?
Well,
I don't like that at all, actually.
Yeah. You should be aware.
Do I have freaking C4 in my phone?
I don't know. And apparently that whole attack that was carried out, it's still not even clear how it came to be, like whether or not they planted some destruct mechanisms within the devices or whether or not the devices were just a particular aged lithium ion battery type that you could blow up with some level of EMF.
They intercepted, well, at least a thing that I read is they intercepted the packaging from, I think it was Taiwan, and they placed 2 ounces of explosive next to the battery.
Well, that would certainly do it. And if you get the battery hot enough, which is pretty easy to do.
Well, 2 ounces of plastic explosive is enough alone.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming the trigger was getting the battery hot enough to blow up the explosives. You think not?
No, you just wire it in. You could probably just wire it pretty easily.
Dude, I saw something else. So, drone warfare is crazy, right?
Bro! We were talking about that. Our boy, old Ben, dude, hates that.
I hate it too. It seems like the most cowardly way to carry out warfare.
Is it cowardly or is it efficient?
So it's, I would categorize it under guerrilla warfare, right?
Definitely, yeah.
And really, like, the emergence of guerrilla warfare started circa, you know, probably like the Vietnam War, most prevalently.
Sure. Arguably, but, we did it first in the Revolutionary War, but...
Yeah, that's true. But we didn't have the technological capability to do this level of guerrilla warfare.
Right.
And so it was just, like, sneaking around, really. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Props to GW, dude. Mr. Washington.
George.
But yeah, so guerrilla warfare is crazy. You know, drones are happening. Apparently, there's, like, because they figured out, hey, the best way to, you know, be defensive against a drone attack is to have some type of, like, EMP type, mm-hmm. you know, some type of thing you can do to power them out slash disconnect them from their origin point of guidance system. But then I saw this video where they were displaying some drones. Some Ukrainians were displaying some Russian drones that they had found. They were wired drones. They had 150 feet cable. And because it was optical wiring, you couldn't jam it because the connection point was via a wire. But, you know, obviously the disadvantage of that is they have to get within like 150 feet or however much wire they have.
Yeah.
But still, dude, when you can't jam, that's freaking...
Well, you can't jam, but an EMP should still work on that.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, EMP. But EMPs have to be really targeted. Most of these jamming defense mechanisms, you are just putting out a different signal that blocks the sensors from receiving the signal. An EMP is like, you actually have to have quite a bit of energy and you have to focus it quite a bit.
I was going to say, I don't even know that there is like a legit, like in video games, you have like the EMP grenade and stuff. Those aren't real.
No, not to an extent that it would be able to use widely on a populace. They have to be pretty targeted. So usually the most common like theorizing of an EMP attack would be something like they target specifically a power plant with an EMP attack and it shuts down a grid.
Interesting.
Right? So,
shotguns will work.
Shotguns work.
Good unless luck, it's dude. Night, dude. Unless it's night, I don't know, man. To me, like, I get that, like, people call it cowardice and stuff, but that's just war, bro.
Yeah, the question is, you know, there's the old escalationary. Like, there used to be standards. Used to be like, hey, what's the most ethical way to carry out a war? Like, when do you attack someone before they attack you? Right. Is it ethical to do that? And then, you know, obviously we're pretty defensive in our military operations in the US. We have embassies all around the world. We have bases in other countries. And then I think we've talked about this before. Just there's some really great natural design defensively to the way US is just like sitting with two bodies of water on each side, a frozen tundra to the north, a narrow strait to the south. Like, we've got some great points, not to mention the mountain ranges on each side of the country.
We have a coastline and then a massive plot of desert that's just open on one side, and then the Great Plains on the other with a fortress of mountains in the middle.
Dude, gotta love it. Yeah. USA.
But I don't know, dude. This is the way I view it, right?
Tell me about it.
You're getting attacked. Your life's on the line. And you're facing overwhelming odds. And so you get creative and you go, hey, I don't even have to put myself in harm's way. If I just fly this little thingy, kaboom.
Kaboom. And
then you're Dunskis. You win.
I love it.
And then the other side goes, well, they're doing it. I'm going to do it too. Because it's effective.
Yeah, some of these things are just, they're really, like, I want to say crass. Maybe crass isn't the right word. But, like, they're really crude. That's what I'll say. They're really crude. And there's this guy, I don't know him before, but we'll give him a shout out. His name is Kagan Dunlap. And he seems to be active military. But he, like, puts out lots of videos on this type of stuff. He puts out lots of videos on the development of the war operations, right? The things that are going on in Ukraine, stuff like that. Anyways, so I'll show you this. This is an example of one of the drone implementations that's been going on right here.
Us are still getting used to the idea of drones being capable of delivering payloads of thermite over enemy positions on the battlefield, but there's more footage coming out today of the same thing. And it looks kind of like what you would picture a ferry from Zelda, A Link to the Past, flying over, you know, positions, dropping...
Good reference.
Hot, fiery fairy dust.
Hot, fiery fairy dust, dude. Position.
It is par for the course when it comes to technology that
crazy
people
too.
Are going to find new and creative ways to employ that technology to give them an advantage. Do things that they don't necessarily need.
Anyways, crazy, right? Thermite, yo. Thermite. I think we both saw the video of the guy where they were trying to shoot at the drone that was coming at the vehicle.
I feel like thermite
and then
might be
through a gun.
I feel like thermite might. I don't know. I guess that maybe I don't know how thermite. I know that there's like rules against like phosphorescent rounds and stuff, but
rules? What type of rules?
Like Geneva Convention type of stuff.
Well, the thing about the Geneva Convention is technically everyone's violating right now, because a basic violation of the Geneva Convention would be killing citizens.
Oh,
like
well.
Through yeah. And so Israel did that this week, you know, their military strikes into Lebanon killed some civilians, right? Oh. And we do that. Our drone strikes kill civilians, right?
I don't know, man. I don't know the rules here.
Rules are to the victor go the spoils.
Well, you're not wrong.
And in this case, the spoils are...
Ukraine.
I don't know, like,
what is the spoils?
72 virgins? I don't know.
What are they even fighting about now? Russia just wanted Ukraine?
I think it's a defensive. Yeah, it's. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah, it seems complicated.
Did you see the video of. There was a governor of Missouri. I'm trying to think which governor he was. But he was one of the potentials for the Democratic VP nomination. But he was signing some warheads with Zelensky.
Just signing
they're autographing him. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Did you didn't see this? Okay, I gotta pull this up now.
Bro, did you hear? Dude, there's so much that's happened. Even the New York City mayor got like indicted.
Yep, a bunch of the New York officials got indicted.
Well, a lot of the cops did apparently too. Like the police commissioner did, and I don't know. Sounds like they've all been naughty.
So this is the video. This is Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania. Okay.
So why is he signing this stuff?
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a good question.
Like, what does he have to do with any of this?
Nah,
the workers of Scranton who make Pennsylvania the arsenal.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're probably made there. Protecting their country, we stand with Ukraine in their defense of their homeland in the face of the Russian aggression.
Boom, here he is. Yeah, sign that puppy, dude.
Interesting, interesting.
Isn't that wild?
And I wonder what those are shells for.
I don't know, but they look big.
Yeah, they do look big.
Anyways, it's a pretty wild thing, you know.
Oh, geez, look at all behind them, dude. There's more of them.
Yeah, there's crates of them, dude.
Look at that. Holy moly.
So
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Seems like business is booming. I don't know.
Business is booming.
Yeah.
It does seem like business is booming, especially for them over there.
Yes, sir, dude. Anyways, enough about politics.
Yeah, we went off on a lot of politics there. Sorry, guys. We could try to keep it more lighthearted unless you want to.
It's fun. All I know is like, if we go to war, we need this guy. I found him, dude. I found our man.
We need
this video is called Super Saiyan Live.
Stop okay? it. I'm ready? So excited.
Are you ready?
His aura.
Sounds like a cat, dude. Whoa, dude, you see how fast he grabbed that lighter?
Legit thought he was gonna light these somehow.
Boom, dude. So this guy's name is Ken Lee. Shout out Ken Lee. Or at least that's like what his profile is.
Does he have 2.4 million followers?
Because he rocks, okay?
Ken Lee, anime man.
Bro, it's a bunch of stuff like this. Yeah, yeah. That's
what it's a good go that one with the water bottles. I want to see what happens.
All right, here we go.
I'm so excited now.
Seven Ken's Dragons.
Seven Ken's Dragons. Ooh.
Oh, dude, I like the foot.
What is he doing? Yeah, what is he doing? What's he going to do? Oh, here we go. Well, not yet.
Yeah, it's showing you what he will do. Okay, I'm going to do this. I got water bottles.
He's powering up.
Yep. He's channeling his energy.
He's doing a tri-beam.
The noise. Wow. What do you think, dude?
Did he hit each one or did he sweep his arm across a couple of them?
I don't know, dude. It doesn't matter. You sound like a doubter.
I'm just asking. Because honestly, if he hit each one, it's actually like decently fast.
I think this is the one I found. And I was like, what is this guy? He's just grabbing. So essentially, for those of you who can't see, he's like reaching out and grabbing things really fast. And that's really all it is.
Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct, dude. That's what he's saying it is. Shout out Ken Lee. Big fans. I don't want to tick you off, dude. You know, I'm on your side.
Dude, he's on our side. Yeah. Luckily, he's American. Is he American?
I don't know.
I feel like
he's ethnically ambiguous. But yeah, he might fight the Japanese.
I don't know, dude. Scary up in here.
So, dude, how you been feeling as your fitness? What's your where are you at right now, dude? Is it bulking season?
It's bulking season. It's been bulking season since I screwed up my back,
dude.
Because I just figured might as well just start building muscles. Start building the old muscles back there.
I like it.
And then what else, dude? What else is going on? Dude, I've been trying to eat more just single ingredient foods with, like, if I eat dairy stuff, it's just raw. Like raw cheese, raw milk.
Love it.
Raw honey. Try to get the carbs from the vegetables. And wriggling. Like Schmeagle. But yeah, dude, been hitting it every week. I'm still a little bit nervous to do legs. I think I'm going to start doing that again this week. I've just been a little nervous about my back, but
I get it.
Things been going good. Been going to PT, some physical therapy. Been killing it. What about you? How's the fitness going? I see you worked out today. I skipped the gym today.
I actually haven't gone yet. I'm gonna go after this. So we're leading up to it. We're priming.
Bro, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, look at
the I have a space man in the back.
He looked like he couldn't find his way out.
I'm just glad he protected his identity from the stream. You know,
what a smart guy.
Dude, I discovered something that people are talking about. And I want to know if this you relate to this, because it relates to fitness, okay?
Okay.
But there's this trend online. People are talking about a winter arc.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar? A winter arc?
Not at all, but I'd like to know what it is.
All right. So there's a bunch of videos online about winter arc, but I'll kind of show you what I'm finding here. Also, TikTok has this new summary feature based on people's videos.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of videos about winter arc, the challenge. They're talking about how you do it, fitness, all these things. But it's essentially like, hey, in your winter arc, when no one can see you, I'll share this one. A time where every man must face the mental and physical challenges of winter. A time to put your head down and get things done. Boom.
Oh, dude, I do actually view winter as that way. Because yes. I want to spend less time outside, so I'm like, oh, I just got to go get stuff done.
It's time to get stuff done. Yeah, it's a time where people are wearing a lot of clothes, and so if you're trying to make some massive physique change as well, right? Like, yeah. It's not really going to be displayed till later, right? This is where you put in the effort
to
display your gains in the summer. Am I right?
Guys, hit your training montage and then peel off your cocoon in the springtime.
Yeah, peel off your cocoon.
Consensual. Show everyone how beautiful a butterfly you are.
Caw. Yeah, so people are saying things like they're not going to have sugar all winter. They're doing things like, you know, all these different things. They've got all these rules for winter arc, right?
I like
One
it.
One guy's like, text no women back. Like, that's a part of his winter arc.
This guy, dude.
How do you feel about that?
That guy knows. He knows, dude.
That guy's trying to harness some pain.
Yeah, that guy's definitely sad. And that's okay. We've all been sad. I'm sad half the time, I feel like. Angry. Dude. I like it. Winter arcs. Hey, dude, have you done any more research on those peptides?
Dude, I've done a ton of research. I don't know.
You going to do it or what?
Dude, every time I get towards taking something, you know, performance enhancing and the ideas behind it, mm-hmm. I'm always like, have I perfected my diet? You know?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, me either. So we're better.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've looked at lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There seems to just be like some categories of some things that are growth hormone secretagogues.
Uh-huh.
That might be valuable.
That's what we're talking about, baby.
This is the problem. It's going to ramp up your appetite hugely.
Yeah, but it's bulking right now, dude.
It is bulking.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm worried I'm not going to be able to control the monster inside of me, dude.
Bro,
I'm worried I'm going to get fat.
That's the point of bulking season. No, you just restrict the type of food that you eat.
I don't know, dude. It's
raw cheeses.
Raw cheeses.
Raw milks. Meats.
Raw dogging.
And then we'll go hunt some elk and eat raw milk.
I like those ideas. I really do. I'm just a little bit afraid.
Quit being afraid, dude.
I know.
Are you afraid of success? Because that's what that's staring at you in pill form, dude.
Dude, you might be right. I might be afraid of success.
I think you're afraid of success, dude.
I'm afraid of success.
I think you're just too afraid of just being successful, dude. You're too set on the journey. You don't want the outcome, do you?
I'll tell you what I'm not afraid to do. Okay. Yeah.
Tell me what you're not afraid to do then.
I'm totally not afraid to get a prescription of Tadalafil, aka Cialis.
Okay.
Which is really good for vascular dilation, and there's some studies anecdotally they haven't been replicated, but that say it supports muscle growth.
Yeah, that sounds lame. Don't do that. Do the other thing.
What about steroids?
I don't know, dude. Steroids freak me out a little bit. But
who's scared of success now, dude?
Bro, I'm not kidding, dude. I look at Instagram people and I'm like, you're famous because of steroids, and I could do steroids.
Well, they also created the content. Like
they create the content. I get that, but you know what makes me mad, dude? This drives me nuts.
Tell me
is when people are on steroids and like testosterone and all these supplements, and they go, "I still had to put in the work. I still had to do this. I still have to do this." Because it's like,
that is true.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really easy to do all that stuff when you feel amazing all the time, when you feel like freaking Hercules. And you have all this pent up, like, I need to get to the gym. You know when it's not easy? You know when it's not easy, dude? When your testosterone drops from a low night's sleep and you're exhausted, but you go anyway. And you grind through that workout. You just raw dog the workout, dude. You're raw dogging it, dude. That's what steroids are, dude. Steroids are the lube of workout, bro. Makes it easier, dude. So much easier. No.
That's actually a great metaphor. Yeah,
it's what it is, dude. I made that up right now. It's the loop for workout. And if you're not on steroids, trademark that. That's a Dalton Beebe original. And anything else, dude, if you're raw dogging it out there, your lube is actual blood. Okay? It coagulates. It's not good. It's not good for you.
All
it's
the mental
actual
images.
Blood.
Wow.
Your blood is what is fueling your workout. That's it.
Whose blood?
Mine. My blood.
Okay. Just to be clear, that's great. That's great.
Oh, dude. I'm so tired. I was up way too late last night.
From work?
Yeah, bro. Mm. Daddy had to work.
You're making that money, huh?
Making hella money, bro. I'm dude. Grinding away, dude. I'm grinding. I'm chipping away at my goals, dude. And you know like what? It. You know what? You know what daddy's going to do?
Tell me.
Daddy's going to be rich, baby.
You're going to be rich.
Dude, we're killing it, though. We're doing great, guys.
We're doing great. We're not sad at all.
We're not sad. We're not overworked, underpaid, under the weather.
Dude, so have you gotten sick recently or no? Because I've kind of had this lingering cold thing that's been taking me off.
Really?
Yeah.
I've noticed I start to cough a little bit at night still from like when I got sick after my Europe trip.
Some drainage, yeah, it's still a thing.
It's not even like drainage. I'm not even like experiencing like coughing. You're
still experiencing like a bronchial inflammation or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a tickle or something. I only notice it at nights. It's weird, dude. I don't know. And it's getting less and less, but good grief, the thing's lingered. You know what I mean? You muted yourself, dude. I can no longer hear you.
Do you sleep with your mouth open or what?
No, I breathe through my nose.
Like a pro.
Try to. I'm actually a little stuffy right now, weirdly enough.
Speak of the devil and he will appear. Huh. Yeah, so that's been ticking me off because I've been doing really good with training and everything. Uh-huh. But
you've been taking your vitamins?
I'm taking my vitamins, dude.
Yeah. You haven't been? Or you have been?
I have.
Nice.
I have. Good. Except, dude, I was trying to get, I did this thing. Dumb thing. Okay?
Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
So I'm getting sick, right? And so I'm like, okay, I gotta beat this sickness, right? So I'm in the full swing of the sickness.
Down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness. Anyways, I get some emergency gummies that have, you know, vitamin C, selenium, has a bunch of stuff in it. So
okay,
I'm taking those, and the serving size is 3 gummies.
Okay,
and I start just taking them. So I take some the night before.
Yeah.
I take some in the morning. Okay. I take some at lunch.
Yeah.
I took a couple in the afternoon. I took some in the evening. Now, that was
jeez,
like
four dude, days. You took like a lot of
it was like
gummies.
4 doses in one day, right?
Why?
First of all, they taste kind of good.
Okay.
I think
that's
that
a good reason right there.
That's mostly what happened. I yeah. was like, oh, it was, and I'm not just keeping it. Track in my mind. But then my kidneys are in pain. Why?
Really?
Because I had too much vitamin C. Yeah.
You don't just pee it out?
Yeah. Eventually you pee out, but it goes through the kidneys first. Yeah.
Oh. So they hurt real bad, huh?
Your kidneys is the filtration mechanism, yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, strongly recommend not overdosing. I mean, it puts strain on your kidneys, yeah.
Like, are you in pain still? Are you, do you have medical
no,
problems
now? It went
away. You
gotta
go to the hospital?
Nah, I'm not a pussy, so...
Did you notice anything different when you peed after that? Was it like a special color?
A special color. It was a dark orange. Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you dehydrated or just dark orange from the
I wasn't dehydrated. I was definitely hydrated.
Really?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Ooh, bro. It's not supposed to be that color, dude.
No, dude. No, it's not.
That's not good.
But I was like, dang, I wish there was some snow. This would make for some sick pee riding.
Dude, you could probably pass that off as a snow cone pretty easy.
Yeah.
Bright orange, dude. That's scary.
Yeah, so don't overdose on vitamin C.
Oh, man.
I think I had like over 2 grams.
I didn't realize it was that. I didn't realize that like it would cause physical discomfort.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Let's see. Can you overdose vitamin C?
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's see.
Yeah. So this looks like what might have occurred. I was on the verge of something. So, yes, you can, but serious side effects are rare. Gastrointestinal issues, kidney stones. High doses of vitamin C can increase the risk of kidney stones, especially for people with chronic kidney disease. Anyways. Skin flushing,
dang.
Taking over than 90 milligrams a day if you're a man. What? No more than 90 milligrams a day? I feel like a lot of these things are dosed at 500 milligrams. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, big fun.
Huh. Wait, but that bottom one said 2,000 milligrams. Something about 2,000 milligrams.
Amounts greater than 2,000 milligram a day are not recommended, which is about what I had. Yeah. I think I had something like 20,500 or 2,500. Yeah. So.
Freak, dude. Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go. So Colin's trying to poison himself. That's pretty sweet.
I'm experimenting for the gains, actually.
I'm just testing my... I'm taking my body to the limits.
To the limit, limit. Yeah, so that's a public service announcement. Yeah.
You excited to serve the Emperor tonight?
I'm really excited to serve the Emperor, dude. I've been getting good. I've been getting good.
I can't wait.
I've been getting good with my melees, dude. That's the thing I really wanted to perfect because, you know, you can do the PvP mode. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's an update, so you're going to want to make sure that you open the game before tonight.
Gosh, dang it. Yeah, I'll do that right after this.
But, dude, there's some guys that are so good with the melee. You know, they'll do a little jetpack and melee weapon, and then they have like a heavy pistol, and they're just murking guys.
PvP pretty frequently?
Yeah.
You and Alan, it sounds like Alan's been hitting it pretty hard, too.
Well, it's the thing we can play without getting ahead of each other, you know?
Yeah.
It's well, how dude, we refine our skills.
The next level, I'm so stoked for.
Well, dude, I've been looking, too, at all the things, the customization you can do with your armor. It's pretty cool. It's tempting.
Does that follow through in the actual campaign as well?
So when you level up, it's what unlocks things in the armory or whatever. What's it called? It's not the armory. What happens when you go over to the giant computer system and the guy?
I don't know. I thought that was the armory.
Maybe it is the armory. Anyways, it's the armory. You go in and it's correlated to your XP, your experience points. And I'm not sure if it's separate XP that you get in the operations storyline mode campaign or also different from the multiplayer. So.
Gotcha.
But dude, yeah. I think they might have pushed the update where we can all play in that together despite the fact that Alan's on not a PC.
Oh, really? Heck yeah.
I think that update was the one.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. So
let's go.
But dude, there's also some guys that are just so good. I don't think it's skill-based matchmaking. There's just guys that are murking teams.
So, you don't think it's skill-based? What do you think it is?
I think it's just randomly assigned. Yeah.
You think that they randomly assign somebody who's just going to win?
No. I think it's randomly assigned in terms of
who you're playing skill-based with. Matchmaking.
I think that things you're competing against. Yeah.
I was thinking of like pay to win versus like skill to win type of thing. I don't know. Dude, I'm telling you, my brain is not firing on all cylinders.
No worries.
My caffeine's starting to wear off. Sorry, dude.
Don't even trip, dude.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Hey.
So stupid.
He needs to enter his winter arc.
Idiot, dude. Gosh. Yeah. Ugh.
But dude, there's portions of kids' lingo these days that have incorporated things like skill-based matchmaking. Like, apparently a new 13-year-old insult is like when someone says something bad is happening, they say something along the lines of, sounds like a skill issue. Like, it's a correlation video game.
Dude, I love the video game references, like people calling people NPCs.
That's a great one. Yeah.
It's so perfect. There's so many of these that are perfect.
The reason I like that one, too, in particular, because it's replacing this alternative, which is like main character, the main character energy, right? And that's very myopic. It's like, it's all about you, right?
Right.
But, dude, in a video game setting, you have PCs and NPCs. You have player characters and non-player characters.
Yep.
And in that venue, you're working collaboratively. Also, you benefit from the aid of the NPCs, right? They're the ones that run the shops. But the insult is they essentially don't exist out of their given position, right?
Right.
That's all they're dedicated to. So don't be an NPC.
Don't be an NPC, guys.
Explore your world.
Go have big fun. Buy a truck.
I buy a truck. I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Dude, I think I might buy a motorcycle soon.
Ooh! Back to the age-old debate.
Yep, the age-old debate. Should I get a motorcycle?
Which motorcycle? What are you looking at?
I don't know, dude. I haven't even looked at any. I'm trucks first, and then I can start talking about a motorcycle.
What really gets you going, motorcycle-wise?
Cruisers. Cruiser types.
Cruiser types, nice.
Yeah, like a Harley type or like a... I even like the way that like the Hondas like look, like a Honda Rebels, Shadow yeah. or something.
Or the Shadow, or, yeah.
Yeah, the Rebels are kind of smaller, I feel like. If some, I
mean,
would
they
like
have 1100, but yeah.
I would like to... Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I would like to get something with an anti-lock brake.
The Rebels have those.
Do they?
Some of them do, yeah.
Oh, bro, I might be getting a Rebel. Your boy might get a Rebel.
I think they're... like, the Shadow might be cheaper in that variant, but...
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of like Honda Rebels, though. You used to have an old Honda Rebel.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
I like older looking cafe racer style cycles. Obviously I like the Honda Rebel too and all those bigger cruisers, but they're so expensive.
They're not that expensive.
I mean, they're somewhat expensive.
They're like $7,000.
Look at this. Here we go here. So yeah, we got the Rebel 11,000
yeah, like
T. That's yeah.
I wonder the Shadow Arrow next to it. That looks sick, dude. Well,
yeah, this one looks... I love the body style of this.
Yeah, that's what I like too.
And what is this one? The Fury. That one looks nice. I don't like how high and or how low the seat is.
Yeah, that would be uncomfortable.
The Phantom's a good one.
I like the Rebel 1100 T, or just even the Rebel 1100. Oh man, yeah, dude, they look sick.
Yeah, let's see what you got options wise here, because I'm pretty sure they have that feature you were mentioning.
Anti-lock brakes.
What is DCT? Is that the one?
I don't know. What's the difference? It's probably just like the more comfortable type.
Okay, we got a 6-speed automatic dual clutch. Nice.
Scroll down. We got engine, drivetrain, classic suspension brakes.
Huh. Okay, so I guess that's it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's no anti-lock. I don't even know how you find that out, apparently. You have to ask somebody?
Yeah, great question.
Huh. The Goldwings, I don't really like, though.
No, they're too fat.
That's like an old person bike.
It's an old person bike? Yeah, that's if you're truly using it to travel across the country.
Yeah, which I don't. That's not me.
That ain't you, dude.
Nah.
Oof, dude, that looks so good.
It looks slick, bro.
Ooh-wee. Oh, wait. Is ABS anti-locking brake system? I think that's what that is.
That might be it. Yeah, click on that. Let's check that out. Slick looking bike. 740cc. That's not terrible, dude. That's not bad. Even though a little 600 is not terrible. If you're going around town, bro, that ain't too bad.
It's not
Was there
bad.
No brakes?
It said brakes, but it says the same thing. It says
features.
Classic suspension.
Features. And go features at the top. Yeah, see what that says.
Performance, handling, V-twin engine, fuel injection. Front rear disc brake.
Anti-lock braking system. Nice.
Boom.
Look at that. I like it.
Especially in less than ideal conditions.
I've heard from... So, because I've been hanging out with like some motor cops a little bit.
Really?
And they were like, dude, since they made anti-lock braking systems on bikes, it's like 1,000 times better. And I'm like, all right,
that's
cool.
Good to know.
He's like, you could still definitely crash on them. He's like, but it is definitely a lot safer.
Interesting.
And I'm like, that's great, dude. That actually, that's helpful. That's
so
very helpful.
That's one of the major things that contributes to crashes, like the inability of them to.
Well, no, it's just it's a certain type of crash. Like that's going to stop you from having your wheels lock up and your bike sliding out.
Okay.
So at least that it'll help it. It'll make it like a lot better.
I like it, dude.
So Anyway, if you know anything about motorcycles, leave us a comment if you think that we should get one. Yeah, if you know
a way to get them on the cheap,
Really, or a truck on the cheapity cheap, you let us know, baby.
Also, if you know how to get various supplements on the cheapity cheap.
Yes, like pre-workout and creatine.
We believe in a free market.
So give us free stuff.
Take that for what you will.
I think that means give us free things.
Yeah, I think my implication was more along the lines of like, we believe in a free market and free exchange, meaning laws don't tell us how to operate in terms of exchange.
I'm not doing anything sexy related for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no. Nothing sexy.
You're a creep, dude.
Oh, dude, you misinterpreted what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't care if it's illegal. I'm going to do it.
Bro. You're different than you used to be.
That's
dude.
Okay, dude. Just listen to your big brother overlords telling you what you can and can't buy.
Bro, you're just different, man.
Sounds like a little bit of a cuck situation.
Yeah, get us a diesel-powered motorcycle.
Nice.
And I don't know what that looks like or if it's real, but it's pretty cool sounding.
A you diesel could motorcycle?
You could slap it and be like, yeah, this is a 2500.
Dude, what is this, Mad Max?
I don't know, dude. Just be cool. Be cool, man.
It'd be cool. It'd be hella cool. All right. Anything left to say to the kids?
No, we love you a long time, though.
Love you a long time. Bye.
Bye.
It's ending, but it's ending slowly.
It's still ending.
It's still ending. Oh, I hope it doesn't do the same thing it did that one time.
What did it do that one time? Do you remember?
You remember that one time when we tried to end it and